Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Points up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Shout out to pick a city on the Eastern Seaboard, B. I'm going to go shout out to Newport, Rhode Island.
I'm going to shout out to Jeff, being clumsy as hell.
Yeah, are we going to post? What just transpired in here?
I was sitting here chilling.
I saw you were sitting. I was ordering the Chinese food.
Well, Jeff
shout
decides,
out to Hunan Dynasty.
You know, Jeff is trying to become
a ninja.
No, you're seeing like, you know, he want to become this guy. So he was trying to, he just set his camera up.
I think White Brian was filming it.
It was totally White Brian's idea.
So, I highly doubt
so
that.
He gave an introduction to his camera. I'm just over here chilling. When he ran in here, so I come, I threw punch first just to get him off of me. But he really did
just sprint in here and try to sneak you.
And I sideswiped you, gave you that little move right there.
And then I just clipped him and he fell on his knee right here. He crawled out of here like a little wounded animal.
Yeah. Are you going to post the video?
Yes, but I didn't account for you tripping me. I accounted for the arm coming already. But then when I hit the floor, I was like, dang. But I accomplished the mission.
Hey, you know what? This may
what
go
did
viral.
You possibly accomplish?
It may go viral, dog.
I told
you can do that or you can eat a cicada.
I'm not going to ski boat B, Mitch. I'm not going to ski boat him because that's my boy. But I had to go give him the little the neck rip. You know that thing. I should have gave him a nugget.
Well, all I know, you may have a swollen knee in the morning.
All right. I'm getting a little bit of information.
Jay, when you work with young people, bro, you just got to always stay on your cues, be on your toes, dog.
So something happened, speaking of stay on your P's and Q's, and this never happens, and I just find this really funny. Adam Schefter, uh-huh. The real Adam Schefter account, just tweeted out the following. Cardinals wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. is out Sunday versus the Rams due to his heel injury.
The Rams.
Yeah, like he just doesn't have typos. You know what I mean?
Hey, sometimes, bro, you got to get it out.
That just made me laugh.
And spell check is the worst.
Autocorrect. You know,
autocorrect. It's the worst because nobody's going to say the Rams.
Right.
Okay, and sometimes it'll give you a word you're not even trying to damn spell. You know, and it's not, that word doesn't even fit in the position they put it. That's why AI scares the hell out of me. All not, that stuff works hand in hand.
Not shocking news, Brian.
Yeah.
Out of Arizona. Kyler Murray now officially shut down for the season. Not expected to play again this year.
Yeah. I mean.
How quick can they get out of that deal? How good of a job did that agent do to break the Cardinals into paying him?
To be honest with you, dog, when you draft the guy and you all behind him, you got to sometimes do that because you look stupid if you don't.
Well, you know, they can't get out of it next year. Guaranteed $37 million next year.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But whenever he gets out of it, whenever they get out of it, he's not going to be hurt. That's a fact. He will not be hurt. He'll be rolling out of that thing.
Oh, yeah. He'll be healthy for that one.
Rolling. He got some cheddar, dog.
waiting to hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. Should be talking soon. Here's how you know they're coming, because the Commanders official account will tweet out the captains of the game. They always do that right before Dan Quinn sits down to then discuss the captains of the game. The other thing we got going on, as we're...
Injury report just came out.
What's that?
Injury report just hit. So they're getting ready to talk, I think, soon.
Okay, yeah. We're hoping to take DQ live because we think DQ is going to say, hey, Jaden's back this week. Now, there is a little bit of news that Noah Brown did not practice today. That's a planned rest day. I saw and spoke to Noah for a brief minute yesterday. I absolutely think that guy's playing this weekend.
Right.
He looks good. He looked really frustrated for a while there. And Noah is a quiet guy. He's kind of a reserve guy, but he's always polite, courteous.
Well, that was Thursday injury report.
Yeah, that's Thursday. Yeah. Injury report won't be out till later this afternoon, just because they have to.
But you know, when you go out there and you work your butt off, Jay.
Yeah, I think he was pissed and sad.
And no matter what happens, you keep having a setback. That's demoralizing, bro. I watch guys do it. Fortunately, I never had to really go through all that stuff. But I watch a lot of my teammates, like, you see the struggle. Like, they're trying, and they think they're at a point, like, damn, you don't get the information you want. And you're doing everything you've been told to do. You do everything you know you're supposed to do. You're sacrificing like you're supposed to, but you're just not getting there. That pisses you off. You're like, well, hell, if I'm doing all the right stuff and it's not working, I'm going to make this comment, and I'm not trying to excuse anybody for anything anybody ever done. When guys do everything they're told to do and it doesn't work, I can see why some guys try alternate methods. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people don't understand, when this is your, like, you have a job. You all may have a job, a regular job. This here is a dream for many people. And you get to a point where, damn, I'm there and I'm doing everything and nothing is working. And I can see guys saying, you know what? I got to try a last resort. And it probably happens. And a lot of people get caught in those situations. But then, you know, sometimes you got to fight through that. That's your journey. That's your path. That's been laid out for you. So, no.
Yeah, it's – I think Noah is absolutely going to be good to go. I think, you know, as we watch all this, I'm curious. Here's a – I believe – we have White Brian. See if you can get Fox, probably FS1, on one of these.
For the draw?
I believe the World Cup
draw. The draw thing is starting. I was looking at it in the kitchen.
All right. Talk for a second.
So I was checking out the stuff in the kitchen. I saw Drab looking at the TV, so I started looking at it. And you can see, it looked like a bunch of people that are...
Is it on FS1?
That are involved with the... Like, you know, that type of FIFA and all that type of stuff. I don't know if it's on FS1.
Hell, FS1 looks like Cowherd right now.
Yeah.
Is it on regular Fox?
It may be.
Yeah, regular Fox.
Is that just 05 on these TVs?
Bam, right there.
All right. I think I got
it. Final draw for the FIFA World Cup. And they got Kevin Hart, who's 1 foot shorter than the young lady's name.
Is that Heidi Klum? Who is that?
She's about a foot taller than Kevin Hart.
That's a good-looking woman, yes, whoever that is. White Brian, you know who that is?
I think it's Heidi Klum.
Shout out to Heidi Klum. I mean, she is legitimately 14 inches taller than Kevin Hart. Yeah. Maybe she's got heels on.
Kevin should have put on some other colors today.
So here's what's going to happen.
I'm just being real. What you think, Jeff?
Yeah,
he wasn't thinking like they're going to have that background for it right there.
While we're, listen, left hand up here. I personally, this is just me, care more about Dan Quinn officially naming Jaden Daniels starter for Sunday than I do the World Cup draw.
I do too.
Okay.
But
that's
when
two of us.
When the World Cup starts, I'll be happy to check it out.
And, I will watch the games. I'm
and
into
some
it.
Of these games, they come from all over the place, and you got them early, early games. I've watched games very early.
But it's going to be our time zone. I don't think the games are going to be that early. I'm into the soccer. I just don't know that I can get down with the draw. Who's this bald dude? White Brian? Looks like... Looks like Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank. Like they got that dude up there?
Like Telly Tavallis.
I'm assuming, FIFA president. Yep.
Sepp Blatter? Is that him?
No, Giamu, Santino, something like that.
Tito's?
Giafatino.
Do you think they're serving Scotty's Vodka Red Bull over at the Kennedy Center right now?
They should be.
They should be. Get that party jumping.
Yeah, yeah.
Sepp Blatter at some point was the head of FIFA. And apparently,
not Sepp Blatter, right?
Incredibly corrupt, but that's a hell of a name.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gianni Infantino?
Shout out to Gianni Infantino. Personally, I'd prefer if they'd put Heidi Klum back on screen instead of this fella.
She's much better looking than he is.
Yeah, he's not a looker. Yeah, I'm sure he's good at other things. Jeffrey? What, Jeff? Why are you looking at me like that? Jeff,
yes.
What do you care more about? Dan Quinn's press conference about Sunday's game between the 3-9 Washington Commanders and the 4-8 Minnesota Vikings, or the World Cup draw happening right now in Washington at the Kennedy Center?
The World Cup draw.
Do you really?
No, JP. Come on, man. I'm worried. I'm over here. Keep refreshing X, trying to get DQ up. Yeah, man. I'm anxious too.
All right. White Brian is not a Skins fan, so this might be different for him. White Brian, what do you care more about? Dan Quinn's press conference to name Jaden Daniels the starter for Sunday's game, or possibly not, but I'm pretty sure he's going to. Or the World Cup draw with my man, this old bald dude on TV.
The World Cup draw, because I'm really hoping we don't get Norway in our group.
Ooh, the group of death.
You know what, though? You can just wait and find that out. I mean, if you do and if you don't, you ain't nothing you can do about it. So why be waiting here looking for it?
I want to ask folks on the phones, 800-636-1067. What do you care more about right now? Jaden's status for Sunday or the World Cup draw? Because I'm not mad at the people that are into the World Cup draw. Like, globally, this is not a contest. Globally, this is not a contest. I bet nationally, it's probably not even a contest. But here, to the people listening to our program, when does the World Cup even start? Next summer, right? July or so?
Well, Joey said he kept the World Cup draw because the Commander season is over. But he is
not
weird.
Not fully.
He is weird, though.
Jeff, bless you. Do you actually think they're going to run the table and get in the playoffs?
You know how Joey's a weird dude, though.
But I can have that little bit of faith.
Joey's a soccer head, man. Yeah, soccer heads are different.
He's slow as hell. He's non-athletic. And when you say he loves soccer, he never played. Not even when he was a kid.
Yeah, I don't think he has a kid.
I say not when he was a kid, didn't play.
I bet he played as a kid.
He was goofy. They wouldn't let him play.
Why you got to call Joey slow? I've never seen him run.
He can't run. He never got picked. He was the guy sitting on the sideline playing with the Four Leaf Clovers.
Joey's just getting all the shrapnel. Apparently, he played baseball as a kid.
No, he didn't.
It's what he just put in the texture.
Sitting on the bench and just yelling for other guys to do stuff and not playing.
Well, then I didn't play much either.
Oh, we know you were a bench warmer. You were going tackle. You go out the water.
You know what? I wouldn't say yesterday because of the Charlie Jupe Jerry beef. But when Charlie was like, yeah, back in the day, we used to call people self-check.
That's what you were?
There were times I was called self-check. I was more of a defensive hustle guy until I developed a little bit of a jump shot. But I will let people weigh in.
So you got the ball, and they just turned their head and looked the other way.
All right, we got captains, Jeff. We got captains. We're getting close. I care way more about the captains than I do the old bald Italian dude just talking. My man is just talking. What's he talking about,
Brian?
He's
talking about the World Cup.
But, like, what's he saying?
Jay,
I don't know.
How the hell? I can't read lips.
All right, do you care about the captains?
Yeah. Let's go. Let's get it.
Jeremy McNichols, Will Harris, and Sam Cosmi.
All right. I'm liking that.
How do you feel about the premise of game captains versus season captains, just in general, the way DQ does it?
Well, I like the way he does it because what it is, what I know Andy did it like this. You pick guys that were your year captains, okay? And then every week you pick some guys to be captains as well. You get what I'm saying? So you had an offense, defense, special teams guy that were the captains for the year. And then every week, you'll pick one guy from each of those three phases that were the guy that had a great, great game in the last week. You make sure he's a captain the next week. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you kind of get a combination of both. think Joe did a little bit similar to that too. Norv just had the weekly captains, but people know who the leader of their team is. You know, they know that on day one of training camp. But then you have guys who do some extraordinary things certain weeks, and you want to make sure you give them that love too.
Yeah, I hear that. So I just posted a Twitter poll, and I only gave it a 10-minute time frame because this is very much a right now event.
Yeah.
Two major DC events happening right now. What do you care more about? Jaden's status for Sunday or the World Cup draw? I'm very curious how people vote, because this World Cup draw, at least what I've seen so far, is boring. At least NFL schedule Dan release.
I'm looking at something popping up on the Commanders thing.
Oh, we got DQ when you're ready, Jeffrey.
Something done, like put Jay Mack in. Like, he's going to find a way. He's going to get it done. And so there's some big deals. I specifically brought him up. Just oftentimes when there's a play to be made, whether it's on offense or on teams, Jay Mack's usually somehow involved in some of these plays, a block, a big play on a third down, you know, the right read, you know, just those conversions. It's such a big deal. We talked a lot over the last few months about standards, and we continue to push and chase that. And I like to think if you walked into yesterday's practice or today's, you wouldn't know what our team's record was. And the effort, the intensity, that's not something that we're looking to show up on Sunday. That's got to be every day. And it says everything about our group, you know, that they continue to put into that work to get ourselves ready to play. So, you know, that's what I was looking for from them. And so that's going to be the case in a series of weeks leading ahead of these types of practices. So no doubt it'll pay dividends for us over the game. So I thought Jaden threw a great week of practice. He was full Thursday, full today. He's been cleared to play, and he will start Sunday. See how I buried the lead right there, John? You like that? Yeah, I was just trying to go so long and wait it out. I saw you getting ready. So, but he did. He really threw a great week, you guys. And like the other players, when you're injured, there's a lot of work that has to go back to it. I thought Jaden and the medical team like put in many hours behind the scenes to get ready, from treatment to rehab to specific brace to all of it. And that's what it takes, you know, when you're, you know, finding your space to get back. And so just gratitude for everybody, you know, pulling the same space. Everybody here is aligned and how we want to get things done. So that was a good deal. Attaway. Yeah.
Sounded like somebody got tased.
I felt good going into the practice through Wednesday, just by the way he threw the ball, and that kind of carried over into yesterday. And then after they did a lot of the post-practice work, with contact and that, like the throwing part, you can tell like he's been on that, you know, not just this week, the throwing part, he's been on that the whole time. So that looked as sharp as ever. So I thought that part would come, but we wanted to see everybody around him, you know, with the game plan of how it would work. So I thought just the whole week, John, he really threw a hell of a week.
Why or how important is it for him to get back out there just to finish out this season?
Yeah, it's really important for him, for his teammates, for, you know, for any of the guys, honestly. And, you know, looking into it with five games, that's like 30% of our season. You know, there's a lot. All of these matter. And, you know, as he's developing, there's certain things he's working on, too, to go ahead and be as competitive as hell and, you know, like taking care of things that he can. And so it's really important, John. And so as the process for that begins, we're ready to get rolling with that. Yep. So Bobby, I thought I had a really good practice today. Like no surprise. I wasn't surprised that he would. And, you know, coming back from an injury, like there's literally nobody tougher. He just wills himself into that. It's a lot of it's his discipline, how hard he works at things in his training. So like there's carryover where like he's stronger than the, you know, average dude. He's definitely built differently. So I'm encouraged for him. And then Noah had a planned day today where we rest him, and he's done that also a really good week, Nikki. So we'll do all the transactions and such tomorrow, but he threw a really good week too.
That was Commanders head coach Dan Quinn telling the world what we kind of were all expecting. Jaden Daniels will start this Sunday in Minnesota for the Commanders against the Vikings. Opening these phone lines up, how fired up are you to see Jaden back on the field? How should this offense look? This is as close to complete as they've been all damn year. Big news here on The Fan. Jaden Daniels is back. Phone lines are open. Nobody go anywhere. Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
E. Mitchell Finley, I have officially no idea what's going on in the World Cup draw now, but I still am yet to see any sort of matchup.
Yeah, got to do all the talking stuff first,
Jeff. What I do know, however, Jaden Daniels will start at quarterback Sunday for the Washington Commanders. Yeah. All right? Simple question. How fired up are you? Our guy Austin in Calvert County called quick. What's up, Austin?
Hey, guys, I am super ecstatic that Jaden's back. I mean, I always love watching my skins, but it just feels like something's missing when he's not playing. And people have forgotten, you know, this guy is a proven winner. Everybody's trying to say Drake May's the best quarterback out of the class, and he looks damn good right now, but he don't got no wins in the month of January like Jaden does. Jaden is a proven winner, and I'm so tired of everybody trying to, you know, say that he's regressing. I don't think he's regressing. We haven't been healthy all year. This will be the first time all year that we got all of our guys on the field ready to go. I'm so hyped. Screw tanking for a draft pick. Let's get some wins, man. Thank you, guys. Long time listener, first time caller. Love your show. My favorite show in The Fan. Have a great day,
appreciate
guys.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you, Austin. Thanks a lot, man. I love that call. And we didn't plan it. He just happened to go first, but I love that call.
Yeah.
Because I think I get draft position. I understand all these things, but that locker room, that those people, what they need is a win. And I think
that's it.
Mariota's played well, but I think Jaden gives him the best chance of a win. Let's go to our guy, Big G in Sterling. What's up, G?
Hey, how y'all gentlemen doing today?
Doing good, brother.
All I'm saying is it's just great to see, like, he's back, to see our team gelling. I mean, did we get our identity? Remember back to like a few weeks ago, you were saying like we have an identity. We getting our identity right now. We get ready to rock and roll, baby. All right. Get ready to shine and show what we really got, man. You just think we've been hurt all year. These guys ain't even played. You ain't seen these guys on the field yet all year together. But you're going to see him on Sunday. Let's rock, baby.
Appreciate you, B-Bitch.
All right, thank you, brother.
See you, buddy. Let's go to Jonesy. People are fired up.
What up, Jonesy?
I thought we'd get the call like, oh, man, you can't play him. You got to wrestle him.
What up, brother?
What's happening, JP? What's going on?
What's up, dude?
Fellas, I am going apoplectic, man, that these guys are going to be together for the first time this season. We get to see it. You know what I'm saying? All we could do is 2-3 weeks or a month ago, could all just imagine if we had these guys together on the field all at one time. Jaden, Terry, Debo. Oh, my goodness. I just want to see it, see what it could look like for next year, and we got to get it right next year. But we want to see what it looked like in this game coming up. And this is a winnable one. Yes, indeed. We almost won the last one. This one's going to be the one we get, and I love it. And just like last night's game, I love that too. Cowboys lost. That was funny. And I'm on the road right now, and trust me, I got some money off of a call I can't get off of a buddy who's a Cowboy fan. I'm out, fellas.
Good luck, man. All right, appreciate you, dude. Thank you. So now I'm curious. This is now official.
What's official?
That Jaden's playing. The head coach just said it. Jaden.
Now you want to see the line.
Here's the other thing. Jaden's probably going to talk here in a minute inside that locker room. So be prepared for a little bit of Jaden.
Yeah, we might have some
conversation.
Bam, we're going to break to something. Break straight to it.
No movement right now.
No movement. They probably hadn't had time to move it just yet.
Yeah, it just happened. Maybe that's baked in, dude. If it doesn't move, it means Vegas knew it was coming.
Or they felt it. You know, they have strong feelings. And they seem to get stuff right, Jay.
I loved what Dan Quinn said when he's like, man, we have 5 games left. We have so much of our seasons left. And we need to win.
I don't think people look like football seasons happen, but you don't play a season and then everything just ends. You if you really look at it properly, I know you always say each season is a finite,
its own entity, you know, man.
It's its own entity, but the coaches have to look forward to the next year, and players are also looking forward to the next year. Players sit there and think, okay, how our team will be next year. They know it's going to be different, but you try to see which guys are going to come along with you. You think these guys don't want to see how good they could have been if all of them were healthy? And what could possibly be a great start or a great nucleus or, you know, a foundation of something else moving forward? They want to see that, you know. And like I said, when people go do rehab, they don't do rehab to sit down. They do rehab to go back and play. The average person doesn't understand the work it takes and the dedication and the time it takes to go come back from an injury. After you do it, you know what the first thing you think? I want to see where I'm at. You don't think, okay, I'm going to wait till next year and figure out where I'm at. No, you want to see it when you get done. And if the doctors give you the okay, you go for it. It's just life as an athlete.
Agreed, man. And it's an interesting time for the Commanders. Right? Like, they need to get a win. Now you've got Jaden out there. You've got Terry. I mean, just Terry. The energy and presence that brought last week was so apparent. And I think now you add Jaden to that, mm-hmm. and it's just going to keep juicing. Bobby Wagner missed a couple days of practice. He was back there today. Bobby Wagner's listed as questionable for Sunday. Dan Quinn said of Wagner, coming back from an injury, there's literally nobody tougher. He just wills himself into it. A lot of that is just discipline, how hard he works. He's definitely built differently, so I'm encouraged for him. How significant is it to you if Wagner can't go?
Well, I think for those out there that always said, well, you know what, we need to play somebody young, you would get a chance to see. He wouldn't be there. But the thing about it, Bobby does more for this team as a leader, a motivator, and a guy could get guys in the right places than anybody would know about. And that makes a world of difference as well. When the young guy come in, he may be faster. The young guys may not know the stuff. They may not, like, You remember they say Bobby would come in and drop off stuff to the coaches?
Yeah.
To show them things. A young player is not there yet. He can't dissect a lot of stuff. So you get a chance to see, but knowing Bobby, as Dan said, I think Bobby will be playing. I just think he'll be back on the field.
Listen to this, Brian. And you're a guy that played through a lot. The last time Bobby Wagner missed a game was week 2, 2018. That's 125 consecutive regular season starts and a league high 8,488 total snaps.
Huh. There you go. See, I kind of side with that. I like that. So, no, I do. I really like him doing that though. You know, like he plays. And I'm sure he's been banged up.
You know,
he's still played,
banged up, and is now playing. That's Jaden Daniels, Washington's quarterback, speaking with the media now.
And it's significant, but I had time to sit back and reflect and, you know, focus my energy elsewhere, and I was being a great teammate.
When did you feel like you were ready to go back?
This week.
What gave you that confidence?
I mean, range of motion, other little things, and psychologically, you know, I had that itch. I had that itch ever since I got hurt, but I had that itch to get back there on the field and just strength and everything. I felt confident that I could be myself out there.
The injury itself was pretty disgusting looking, respectfully.
But,
what sort of pain level? Just out of curiosity,
what was
the pain level, like, following week or whatever?
It was hurting like the first 2 days, but the week after it wasn't really hurting as much.
What has the season been like in general, just with the injuries and
this
kind of whatever?
There's been a lot of adversity, but, you know, I'm young in my career, and, you know, something that I got to battle through, and, you know, you go through adversity at some point, so however you approach it and you try to weather the storm and come out and see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Hey, now, from the team perspective, the goal was to have to win more games here down the stretch. You individually, what are you trying to get out of these 5 games?
I'm just trying to go out there and play football. No expectations, do whatever it takes to be the best version of myself and ultimately help my team try to win some football games.
Do you think that it is conceivable to gain momentum from whatever happens here in the last game to help springboard into next year again, considering 4 seasons?
I mean, I think every season is different. So you can't really use it as – you can use it as momentum, but every season is different. A lot of things happen. So you really just trying to go out there and finish the season strong. You know, I'm healthy enough to go out there and play, and who am I to go out there and not tell my teammates I don't want to play because that's something that is out of my control. So I'm going to go out there and give it my all and obviously be smart, but at the end of the day, I'm really focused on these last couple games and, you know, see where the tables turn.
That was Commander's starting quarterback Jaden Daniels. Will be back on the field this weekend against the Minnesota Vikings. After that, when we saw him go down with that elbow, it looked bad. And now he is back. I loved that answer right there. He's like, man, I'm going to go out there and play football. I got no expectations, but there's no way I could look at my teammates and not go out there once I'm healthy. I got to be smart, but I got to play my game. And that is the correct attitude.
Yeah. That's the thing about the togetherness that guys have.
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. Ask B. Mitch anything. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with an NBA happy hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boost, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA happy hour every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan.
You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration. Leg requirements and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You're watching on the YouTube stream. You're watching on Monumental Sports Network. A lot of celebrities in town. You got the World Cup draw going on at the Kennedy Center. Kevin Hart, Heidi Klum, whoever this bald dude is that keeps talking. There are a lot of celebrities in town. Now, we also have celebrities here in studio. The incredibly good-looking, effervescent Chris Russell is here. Hello, Roos.
It would help if I turn on. Thank you for that intro.
That's not true, but thank you.
You and I are going to talk football in a second, but I want to shout out the good work they're doing over at El Zold. There's all sorts of stuff going on in the studios today. So introduce yourself and tell everybody what's going on at El Zold today, because you guys are raising real money, right?
Yes, we are. We're raising real money for our patients and families at Children's National Hospital. My name is Emma, and I'm joined here with my colleague, Jackie.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Where did Chepe go?
A wedding.
A wedding?
Yeah.
All right. So we're.
Chepe said he was out, huh?
Yeah, Chepe's had enough.
Chepe checked out.
I mean, Chepe does start working at like 6 a.m. or something, right?
Oh, yeah. We got on air at 6 a.m.
So you, hold on. You've been, and you're still here raising money for the kids, and Chepe bounced.
It was for a cousin's wedding.
Okay.
A first cousin?
He said he's hosting the wedding.
Oh, he's hosted.
What is he, like the priest? Is he marrying them?
I think he just might be.
All right. Shout out to Chepe. Feliz cumpleaños. Children's Miracle Network. That's not what I meant to say. How do you say happy wedding? Feliz boda. Feliz boda.
Que vivan los novios.
You spent a week in Spain. You don't know how to say happy wedding?
I didn't go to any weddings, Roost. Okay. I went to a football game. Sorry.
Oh, did you go to the
game? Yeah. Brian and I were there.
It was fun.
It was. Yeah. It was wild.
Russo was there. He did some Stranger Things.
You not
Stranger Things?
Tell these nice ladies what you did in Spain, Roos.
I was innocent. What did I do in Spain? I had like
barfed on the boat on people's food.
Oh, yeah. I barfed all over a sailboat in the Mediterranean Sea. Sorry. Not the story you were looking for, was it?
Which part of the Mediterranean?
The one you probably don't want to go to?
Outside of Barcelona. He was in Barcelona.
Yeah, I was in Barcelona. So, and I had a beer on an empty stomach, and we hit some really rough, choppy waters once we passed Steven Spielberg's new yacht, and boy, did it come out fast.
Like, that's not what the ladies wanted to come talk to us about, well, Chris.
You're the one
keep
that brought
your
it
barf
up.
Stories to yourself.
Sorry, ladies. You guys are doing great work. I did not do anything.
How much
good.
Money so far? Are you allowed to say?
We're not allowed to say. You'll have to tune in at 7 o'clock to find out.
Ooh. Tonight?
Tonight.
This thing goes all day? Mm-hmm. Do you guys have to
how
stay
people,
here?
How do people donate?
You can donate by going to childrensnational.org/donate.
Okay.
Childrensnational.org/donate.
Rooster, we can put you down for 1,000?
Absolutely.
It's for the kids.
Elzol does it. Well, I mean, if B Mitch is giving me 999 of that, then we could put me down for 1,000. Elzol always does a tremendous job.
We legit want to support Children's National. I had surgery there as a kid. I know so many people that have been through there, the great job they do, and the great job you guys do. But if I may, next year, and left hand up, maybe I got an email to my Odyssey email, which I don't check. But can you let us know next year? Because I was alerted by the plantains in the kitchen. That's when I was like, yo, well, Zoll's doing their fundraiser. I also love plantains.
I saw the balloon.
Yeah, the big hot air balloon. Yeah. But good luck. Congratulations. Keep up the great work. And make sure you get that $1,000 off Chris.
We will. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah. What is the website one more time?
Childrensnational.org/donate.
It's also on the screen.
Do you have to point out, like, yo, we're with Elzol or something?
If you want to make it in honor of Elzol, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Check, I'm making this gift in honor of someone. Just enter Elzol. We'll make sure it's all credited to Elzol.
Just not Chepe.
Not Chepe.
Not Chepe.
Or for those Chepe lovers, feel free.
Ooh. So, I bet there are Chepe lovers. Dude has charisma, as the kids would say.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you all very much. I'm going to ask Chris about the quarterback. You're welcome to stick around. But I know you got work to do. You got 14 hours of radio to do.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you guys are doing
all right. Good luck with the cash, and thank you for the plantains. Roost.
Yes. How were the plantains?
You owe those ladies $1,000, by the way.
Yeah, you agreed to that.
Well, I agreed to it on behalf of you and me. $999 from you and a buck for me.
No.
Yeah, that's not how I remember it.
I think so.
Jaden's back officially. How excited are you to watch what should be the best offense we've seen?
Yeah, I mean, when we first got hint of the news yesterday afternoon around 4:15, 4:20 or whatever, I tweeted something to the effect of, it gives you a reason to watch the game other than, okay, the Commanders are playing, I got to watch the game. And what I mean by that is, it gives you not only Jaden to evaluate and look at and see where maybe he's changed some of his thought process in terms of getting rid of the football quicker, so on and so forth, and to see if he's accurate and all that stuff. But like you said correctly, to work with Terry McLaurin for the first time since week two, potentially to work with Noah Brown for the first time since week two. Am I missing anybody else? I mean, Sam Cosmi wasn't there.
Whole offensive line together.
You know, I mean, the only one we're really missing from a key part component would be Austin Eckler, who's been out, of course, since late in week two. But I mean, he's not coming back. So,
and like I said, McNichols can play that role.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it gives you, I mean, quite honestly, on a big NFL Sunday where there was other big games at 1 o'clock opposed, I was kind of thinking, I might have to really kind of split my time at 1 o'clock. Now I'm like, okay, I'll watch the Commanders, especially when they're on offense. And then maybe when they're on defense a little bit, I'll split my time between the other big games on Red Zone.
I have a question.
Because I'm not in Minnesota like you guys.
I have a question, Brian.
Yes. Yeah.
Chris, though he does not need to, drives to New York, drives to Philadelphia. He flew to Madrid to watch this team play.
He's not going to Minnesota.
No. Now, just on television, he's barely going to watch it because he has to watch the other games. But you tell us you have to be there for all of these Commanders events, and now you're barely even going
to
watch it?
Here's the thing. I don't think I'm going next week to MetLife Stadium. I think I'm bowing out of that because the game doesn't mean anything for either side.
And yet he didn't bow out of Madrid for a pair of 3 and 17.
I mean, Madrid was a little bit of a different story.
You wouldn't have that bad story if you didn't go, though.
That's true. There were a lot of other bad stories, but I won't get into any of those. But here's the thing that I would say. I'm going to watch the game. It's just like if Jaden wasn't playing and it was Marcus
Mariota.
Mariota.
Say it right, Mariota. Dude.
Yeah. I just
we're gonna try to say
Collinsworth and Tirico.
You don't have to say Ta Mario.
Well, that's what they were saying.
No, but the key is Mari,
not there.
And I always said Mariota, but until you asked him that the other day, which was good,
journalism.
I didn't realize that he drew a distinction between Mariota and Mariota. I've always called Marcus Mariota,
but I never called him Mariota. She named him.
Yeah.
Mama call him Mariota.
I'm calling Mariota.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's his mom's decision, is it?
Well, daddy.
Okay.
Okay.
How about that?
Hey.
Roos, this has been a particularly roundabout, confusing radio hit by you, I got to say.
It's normally that way.
I aim to please, number one. Number two, B, you, looks like you got some good grub over there. I might steal some of that because that's apparently the only reason why I come over to this side of the aisle.
Want a piece of shrimp toast?
No.
It's good.
Good, thank you. Sure. It's always good to see you guys. You guys are a fun radio show. I just say that. I know I get accused of saying some weird things, and JP, you took something that I said a week and a half ago and said, you're talking about our show? No. I don't talk about your show.
I've talked about with you is when you reported that you thought Muriel Bowser could be the next head coach of the Wizards.
Yeah.
That was
right.
That's the only
one. And you also accused me of saying that I said that's that true. Your show was cookie cutter radio. And that's not what I said.
You missed. I don't know if you were here yet when Rooster called himself the Mike Shanahan of the Odyssey Station.
No. I did not call myself that. Jeff and Laurel. Jeff and Laurel. So, one of my listeners.
Can you believe this dude gets paid to speak for a living?
Yeah,
I can't remember. I've got a lot on my brain. Anyway, he called me the Mike Shanahan of Odyssey DC and Sports Talk Radio because I've given life to Cowboy B. I've given life to AMAC. Matt Essig went on to greener pastures. I cultivate and I work with our young bucks, and then they spread their wings, kind of like McVay.
Yeah, I just tell them, get the hell out of my face. I don't like them.
Yeah, I know. You're a little rougher around the edges.
Does the description of the description that Chris is giving himself of helping all these young people spread their wings? Not everybody may know this, but all the producers have a group chat. Is that his reputation in the group chat of somebody that's just out there helping the youth?
I think we refer to him as Jim Zorn.
By the way, I screwed up, not to anybody's surprise. It's Jason and Laura. Sorry.
Not to anybody's surprise. Chris, I'm going to help you and get you out on time because you have a show to start.
Oh, wait. I thought it started at 2.
It does. Okay. Now, when we come back, it's Ask B. Mitch Anything, 800-636-1067. And breaking news, we know where the U.S. is going to be playing. We finally got some actual information out of this World Cup draw. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.